Okay, we'll call this meeting to order of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. We'll start with members present. Doug Muller.
Greg Ziegantus.
Keith Francis.
Andy Hayes.
Brian Caperton.
Devin Hupp.
And our audience.
Travis Hires, Mitch York.
Jason Sibbles, Green River Engineering.
Dale Wells, Cedar Creek, Missouri.
Represent myself.
Bobby Rogers, Forsyth.
Sheila Ryan, Forsyth County.
Okay. And Rick, I want to ask you, should we do the approval of minutes first, or is it okay to do it with that officer election? The start, we have.
Approve the minutes first.
Okay.
I move the minutes be approved as read.
We have a move to approve the minutes.
Second.
A move and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? So we'll vote those in favor approving the minutes. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion will carry. Step we would have, so it was brought to our attention, Ms. Wyatt spoke to me that we need to get a little bit cleaned up on the officer elections. So it's, I don't know, Rick, for sure how I should do that. So do we do that as a, do we vote on that? Because those are just appointed, right?
Well, Sheila, tell us what we need to do here, because we need a direction. Make sure we're doing the right stuff.
As you know, you have a vacancy for District 7.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have an application in that lives in that district. Your bylaws, I call them your bylaws, say that the members should run by the certain districts to prevent, and so that paper you have tells what they say. Those that are in that district should run at one time, and the 1, 2, 4, and 6 should run at another. The paper you have is showing that we need to, if you're willing, to reappoint the ones that expired in December 31st, 2020. And I thought I could remember Brian since I, but I guess time goes quick. That was in 19, it says.
Yeah.
So if then the exes, this is my way of doing it, the exes are the ones that should be appointed at the same time and the check marks be appointed. So if Rick's at District 1 and District 2 is willing to be reappointed, they'd be reappointed for 4 years. Let me see, the other one is District 4. And I think it should say the term, they'd be reappointed to the term to finish in 2024, which would be 4 years. And that would put those three all in order. Does everyone agree with that from what they see?
Mm-hmm.
Then the others, 1, 2, 4, and 6, according to, and I try to give you just a one page of the, your bylaws there, they should expire or run at the same time also. So if you decide for District 7 to appoint that person, and the board will decide, but if they were appointed to finish to December 2021, they would be for this year, then at that time when the others would be, then they would be all be appointed at the end of that, appointed for a 4-year term. Is that the way you look at it, see if I missed anything?
I don't believe so. So now, the County Commission appoints. So we're going to recommend. So that's what we need. So we need a motion to recommend 1, 2, 4, and 6. Is that correct?
1, 2, 4, and 6. Uh huh.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion. First of all, I agree that to serve another term. Doug?
I as well.
Okay, so that gets down to Brian?
Yes, I will also.
And then Keith. Okay, so everybody agrees. So I'm going to make a motion to recommend forward to the county commission Rick Zigentus, Doug Moeller, Brian Caperton, and Keith Francis for another term, a four-year term.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second that, Rick, Doug, Byron, and Keith, we will recommend them for another four-year term. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion would carry.
Okay, so now, next, are we going to have to do anything with 3 and 5?
I think it's just your 7 you decide.
7, okay. So, do we have someone here from that would like to serve in 7?
Did I give you
Sean McKinley. Who's that?
Did I give you the right paper? I'm sorry. Is that different boards? Kendall Hayes.
Kendall Hayes, I'm sorry.
He lives in that district on a road from Richdale. I think somebody's got a match.
That sounds like Richdale Road, I think. Actually, where he lives.
He's served almost a year on the park board, and he has been asked several times. He wants to be on this.
Yeah. And he has agreed to serve.
He's asked many times. He called about 3 times last Friday.
Do we need a motion to recommend? I'll make the motion to recommend Kendall Hayes for District 7.
I'll second it.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Do you want that term sort of be then when they come up? Do you want it just to end in December 31st of 2021? So in 22, it will come up.
Yeah, that would keep it on pace with 3 and 5.
Otherwise, we have too many.
Keep them balanced.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Randy, in your motion, make it that Kendall Hayes for a term expiring, for a term of 1 year or expiring at the end of 21.
Okay, I'll correct my motion to recommend Kendall Hayes with a 1 year term expiring in 2021.
And I will second it again.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for Kendall Hayes to represent District 7 with the term expiring 12/31/21. Any discussion? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion would carry. So now, another 2, 3, and 5 are current, so that would have that
now,
clean.
We will provide you the minutes, recommending those forward. So from there, do you need anything else to take action on that?
But what they do on the board appointments now on the website, and I was going to bring an empty one down, I'm trying to get it, is you fill out the application, and it goes to the administrative assistant, and she presents it to the commission. Okay. Do you want me to go get a blank and bring it down, or do you guys go on the web and fill it out?
You guys, it's kind of a nebulous term.
You're right.
Can you do that for us?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, we'll go on the web and get it and fill it out.
Okay. Quickly.
Yes. Okay. It's always your meeting. Okay, any old business? Those of that needs to be discussed?
Do you need to, like, the first meeting of the year, re-elect or the chairman and vice chief officers?
That probably isn't a bad idea. I don't know if that's what this man here. Our other, like, planning and zoning and all that has been. We will have to do that on a new business, but it's not posted.
Okay. All right. Then, So we can move on. Devin, do you have any Taney County updates?
One thing I wanted to bring up so I can get them made, the transportation board calendars. November is going to fall in this year as being a month to have a meeting, so if you all tell me how you want the months to fall, then I can get a calendar for everybody like we did last year.
So we would go every other month?
Yeah, November happens to be one of the other months.
Okay, so we wind up with...
And it falls right at Thanksgiving. So.
March would be our next one. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to skip April, and so we have May. May would wind up being the 25th. Then we'd skip June, so July 27th. Then we would skip August, go to September 28th.
Yep.
We would skip October, go to November 27th.
November 23rd. So I don't think that would hurt it because it's
Thanksgiving. Can we move that meeting a week earlier, or would that interfere with?
I'm fine with moving it to the 16th. Would be a week earlier.
The only issue be if this would be available, you know, for if the conference room would be available.
This room, just so we're not over scheduling this room on the 16th.
I'll have to schedule it for then. Okay. The 16th of November?
Yes.
The other thing we got going, we're attempting to build a bridge on Dalton Road. Mother Nature kind of put a hindrance on that, but we, by the end of today, should have the main road open back up, and then hopefully the water will be down by next week and we can proceed on hammering. We have to hammer 3 foot into the rock at the creek bed below it for putting. Cheese Plant Road, we've currently got the material out for bid for a bridge on it, and then we're going to build it when we get done with Dalton. And otherwise, we're going around doing our 75-mile preparation for chip and seal countywide, cutting brush, pulling ditches, doing dig outs, and pretty well all I got, you know.
Any update on the expressway?
I-11. So we've started doing our topographic land surveys. Weather permitting, we're just moving through them. That'll go on for probably another month to 6 weeks at least. On the field work, the next step of field work will be to do some geotechnical drilling exploration, which we'll roll in, and we'll do that along the alignment to verify where rock's at, if there's anything else. On the big worry that we had was environmental assessment versus categorical exclusion. And so we went up, the commission and myself and Devin went up to Federal Highway about a year and a half ago. And we talked with, it was before the pandemic, so I couldn't remember, 2 years ago. But we talked with them, and they indicated there's a good chance of getting a categorical exclusion on that. But due to it being a large road and totally green, that they couldn't guarantee that just yet. We've made application to get that changed from an EA, which is